News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Bertie Ahern, he's back on the front pages this morning across many of the papers following a video surfacing online where he said that Ireland had too many migrants. Well, joining me now to discuss this and the impact it has had on her is social psychologist and host of News Talk's Unified, Dr. Mamobo Ogoro. You're very welcome to the programme, Mamobo. And you have written on your LinkedIn page a detailed account about two experiences that you have had with Bertie Ahern, one in recent days and one going back to when you were just 6 years of age, and how important those interactions were. Can you tell me about them?
Yeah, so thank you so much for having me on this morning. So I actually first met Bertie when I was 6 years old in Enniscorthy County, Wexford, in primary school when he was visiting during his road shows. And it was the first time I actually met a politician myself. And we actually made the papers. It was a cover of me participating in school and engaging. And I took a photo of Bertie at the time, made the papers. And my mom was super proud, especially we were new migrants into the area. And she actually kept the photo of it. I still have it to this day. And funnily enough, as I was preparing for my show, I was going across the road and I saw Bertie in the offices. And I actually told him that story of the first time I asked him specifically, do you remember me? And he was like, what? I don't remember you. And I told him that story and how that story actually changed my mom's perspective on me as a child. And ultimately me landing as to being a broadcaster in News Talk, talking about the beauty of diversity in Ireland. And funnily enough, the day after, I actually heard the story that broke around his perceptions on migration, which was kind of shocking, to say the least, and quite ironic, because it just kind of showed to me how much the perceptions around migration, especially at that leadership level, needs to be worked on. So it was my personal story was quite a telling one, to say the least, around how we need to really have deeper conversations around the perception of migration in Ireland, and ultimately how we can actually combat anti-blackness and Afrophobia specifically around migration in Ireland.
So do you feel you were sort of welcomed personally by Bertie Ahern, who was very friendly when you meet him face to face, is always very good with the electorate and the public, but ultimately you're being viewed suspiciously behind your back?
I would, obviously, when I was 6 years old, I was a child, so I didn't have a clue what was going on. I was just there to have the crack. But particularly now, there's like literally a guise of welcoming, essentially. Obviously, when you are a public figure, when you are meeting people, there needs to be, let's say, a sense of being nice to everybody. But covertly, there may be perceptions, thoughts, ideas that one may hold regarding certain individuals. So it's people being aware of that, particularly when it comes to public figures, but also the public figures themselves being open and understanding of the experiences of people of different backgrounds, because that openness can ultimately lead to let's say, cohesion within the environment, you know?
He has come out and he has said, I am not racist. I have no difficulty with, no problem with people from the Congo or Africa. How does that make you feel? Do you think that's an adequate apology now?
I honestly think that's what's expected. To be honest, that's what's going to happen when these kind of things come out. And that's what's going to happen when you are called out regarding certain behavior. My stance on it is, what are you going to do regarding the certain behavior? How are you going to learn from it? How are you going to grow from it? Most people's reaction when they're called out around racism is that I am not racist. Of course, most people believe that they are not racist, but certain behaviors, certain actions, certain sayings can be racist. So we need to first name what it is. And then secondly, we need to, especially if you're in a position of power or a position of authority, name what you're actually going to do about it. In this case, it would be to name that, let's say, within the Irish context, Ireland is one of the middle, regarding the wider EU as well, Ireland's one of the middle cohort in terms of taking in migrant populations. The migrant population, when it comes to the actual facts, the migrants, Ireland has dropped 40% in terms of last year, 2024 to 2025, how much migrants we've actually taken in the country. Okay. So there's a whole overlying layer on how we can actually debunk misinformation around migration in Ireland and how we can actually learn from this, especially when you are in the leadership position.
Okay, thank you for speaking to us this morning, Mamobo.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.